Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to this show, we thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us this evening. If you're one of our longtime listeners, we thank you as well, because we could not continue to be on the air without you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your feedback and your always being there to listen to our show on Thursday evening. So continue to tell your friends about it. We're getting great responses from the radio show, and we're just really excited. For our first-time listeners, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long- and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, which Veronica McMillan founded, and she's the CEO, help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. And so that's just a quick bio of what we do here on this radio show every Thursday evening at 6:30. Veronica and I host other small business owners if it's sometimes just Veronica and I. And tonight I'm going to start off, and we're going to talk about leadership and overcoming some of the obstacles that can be in your way. We've been talking about the love language for the last few weeks before last week, and we just want to continue on that path, a path of positivity. We want to just let our audience know that we are thinking about you as a community. We want to let you know that we're thinking about people in other cities who are going through so much right now, the cities of Ohio and El Paso, Texas, and we still here in Virginia Beach. We just want you guys to stay strong and to keep your head up and keep a positive attitude. You know, it's so easy to be mean and spiteful, but, you know, it's even easier to be kind. Just give a smile to somebody. You don't have to, you know, run up and shake people's hand every time you see somebody, but just smile and nod at people. Let them know that everything's going to be okay. And you just never know what a smile will do to help change somebody's day. And so tonight I want to talk about leadership and what it means when we're in the leadership position, and we have the opportunity to make some changes within ourselves, because we're really the only people that we can change. The information that we give you, we give that to you as a way to empower the women and men that we work with, because we want you to have information, because key points are always important when you're looking to advance your careers. Key points are always that you should use when you're looking to advance your businesses and your relationships. And so tonight I'm going to give you some of those key points and some of the things that you can do to make sure that you're walking in the path that was ordained for you. And just a little guide that I've been reading, and it's from the Leadership Institute. So I want to just let you know that I'm always doing research, always looking for ways to share information with my listening audience, to give you things that you can take away and use throughout the rest of your day or your business day or whatever. So we're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back with the Issues Concerning Women radio show. Okay, thank you for hanging out with me today. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I had to take a quick break because I was strangling for some reason, and y'all know this is live, so we got to do what we have to do. I love technology because you never know what's going to happen. There's been times we've been on the show and the whole board just went out. And, you know, but we do what we have to do, and I'm here today. I'm so excited to be with you, and thank you for holding on, and thank you for hanging out with me. So this guide that I've been studying, it talks about overcoming some of the obstacles that are in your way and to look for the opportunities that can come from the obstacles, because the power of positive emotions is a thing that helps us with our everyday living. And so it doesn't matter if you own your own business or if you're climbing the corporate ladder or if you're even in relationships, what are some of the things that you can do to make sure that when obstacles get in the way, you're able to figure out a positive way and use positive emotions to take care of those situations and to look forward? So one of the things that we have to do is broaden our way of thinking, because every time something happens, it's not always meant for something bad. Sometimes it's meant for us to look at who we really are and to look at how we can change the perspective of what we would most likely do when opportunities like this occur. And second, positive emotions, it builds us up physically, emotionally, and it helps us with our social issues so that we are able to better respond to these situations in the future. Because sometimes things happen at work and you just don't know why they keep happening, and it can be a stressful, you know, day every day. Every time you go into the office, there's something going on. People are not nice to each other. And we've been talking about the love language. So, of course, we want you to be able to go in to your office or go into a business meeting and just exude that positive energy. And so that's something that we can control, because we can't control other people's emotions. We can only control our own. And positive emotions can undo a counterproductive effect of a negative emotion. So if you're coming into a negative situation at work, and some jobs are really stressful, and we understand that. And so if this is happening every day, then it's up to you to find a way to make it better for you so that you can get through those 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever it is that you have to be there. And so making it a day that you can get through and be okay at the end of the day and not just be totally wore out from everything that's going on in the situation. So I'll give you an example. If for me, I knew I worked on a job and it was so stressful, and every day I would be driving to work, I would be in traffic, and I would be praying that, Lord, please don't let somebody say something crazy to me today, because I'm probably going to lose my mind. So I was already setting myself up to have a bad day at work. And so one day I started thinking about it, and I knew it was one particular supervisor that she and I didn't get along. So I was trying to figure out, how can I turn this thing around? Because I didn't want to lose my job, because if you always have an attitude, and even if you don't have one, if you're always having disagreements at work, sooner or later it's going to get back to your boss and somebody's going to be called on the carpet. And so you normally would expect any position would go to the supervisor first to try to figure out what's going on, and then come to the subordinates in the organization. So I start thinking, what can I do to make my situation better? Still praying every day as I go in, but at the same time, praying for my supervisor as well, praying that I could figure out a way to help her make her job a little bit easier. Because when I started to think about it, she probably wasn't upset with me. She was more upset with things that were going on in the office, and she just did not know how to handle them, and which is a sign that her leadership skills were not that great. And so that's why I want to talk about this, because sometimes it's not just that the person is a mean person. They just don't have the tools that they need to be able to push aside those obstacles and then turn those obstacles into opportunities. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. So the four steps to turn obstacles into opportunities, you have to look at what the obstacle really is. And so for me in that situation, it was my supervisor not being happy in her position and what she was doing, and then taking it out on the employees, me and the other people that were in the office with her. And so sometimes we have to slow down, take a look at it, and then make sure that we can do things, only improve our own ideas and improve our own relationships with others if we are just willing to do things a little bit differently. And so when we're looking at the four steps, one thing you have to do is you have to understand the obstacle. And a key aspect of understanding the obstacle, you have to know what you're facing. And if whatever it is you're facing, you have to make sure that you can figure out a way to turn that situation around. And what is the cause of that? So for that particular situation, she wasn't happy in her position, so she made us unhappy. And so one day I just went in, and I was driving to work again, and I said, well, I'm going to try something different. And something just came on the inside of me and say, well, go to her and ask her a question. And so the question was, how can I help you to have a good day? What is it that I can do to make this environment better for all of us that are in this situation? And so she looked at me really strange, because I'm sure she was not expecting that to come out of my mouth. She was expecting something negative. But I wanted to turn that negative situation into a positive situation. So once I understood the obstacle, which was she wasn't happy in herself as a leader, she was taking it out on the employees. So my thing was, I have some skills, so let me use the skills that I have to help her to kind of diffuse the emotional piece that she's going through, and see if we can find a solution for what she was going through, and then be ready to address the problem. And so she really, you know, opened up to me and really started to tell me, you know, what was really going on. And so once you understand the obstacle, and that's number one, then you can do something about it. Because if you don't really know what's going on, then there's no way the situation is going to change. So you can't change something if you don't know what it is. And then number two is check for biases. And when we talk about biases, is it something that's out of our control? Is it something that somebody's holding a grudge against us? Are they trying to outsmart us or outmaneuver us? Are they seeking to, you know, build themselves up in the organization? Or are they thinking, you know, a supervisor thinking, you know, she may come and take my job, or he is, you know, he wants my seat in this corporate organization, and I don't want to give it to them. And so they've built up their own bias against someone else. So you have to check for biases. And so when you're looking at the obstacles, you know, what is really going on? Because now that we understand the obstacle, now we have to look at and dig deep. And that this is the hard part for a lot of people, because they really don't want to see bias in other people. We want to say, you know what, it'll be okay. If I just, you know, stay in my seat, stay over here in my little corner, and I don't mess with anybody, then it's going to be okay. But normally it's not the case, and especially in leadership. If you're in a leadership position, you need to check yourself, because oftentimes there's nobody that's going to come and check you. You know, most of corporate America, when there's a supervisor or operations manager, nobody really is going to come and say anything to them unless the situation gets really out of hand. So what we want to do is make sure that we're checking our biases and try to make sure that we're asking the right questions, and we're seeking a way to get the information that we need so that we can proceed with all the facts. And that's what it's all about. So many times we don't know what's going on. We are just trying to figure it out on our own. We didn't ask anybody. And with that same scenario, me going to talk to her and asking her, how can I help her? I knew that, you know, it was an obstacle, and we weren't going to get along unless, you know, I made a move to make sure that we could talk to each other and make the situation better. And eventually she, you know, would soften up, and she had to work on herself. It was something she had to do, and it was things that I had to do as well. And so that's number two. We have to check for our biases, see if it's not just us, you know, having one of those days where we're all in our feelings, because we can do that, and we truly, truly understand that. And especially women in leadership positions, and some men too, so I won't prejudge, because we have men leaders who have some of the same issues that women have. They just deal with them a little bit different. A man would just, you know, tell you straight up to your face and, you know, tell you what he doesn't like. And a woman, most of the time, because we're such emotional people, we'll try to figure out a way that we can do it in a way to not be hurtful, unless we're that kind of personality where we're going to do that and we really don't care if we're hurting you. But of course, I want to believe in the positive emotions. I want to believe that there is a positive way that we can settle any problem. And sometimes we can't. But when we can and the opportunity is there, we want to have positive emotions steer us to make sure that we're doing whatever it takes to make our situations better. And especially if you're in a leadership position, and that's what we're kind of talking about tonight. If you own a business, you're in charge of other people, unless you don't have any employees. And if you don't have any employees, then you don't have to worry about this. But if you're in a position where other people are looking up to you and they're looking from leadership from you and they're not getting it, then that's obviously a problem. And so I just want to, you know, just encourage everyone to have that positive attitude and make sure we are in control of our emotions. And I have Veronica is joining me in the conversation. I don't know, Veronica, how much of this you heard, but I'm talking about tonight about the positive emotions, the power of positive emotions, because we've been talking about the love language and how that affects us and the things that we do. And so tonight I wanted to talk about those who are in leadership, you know, some of the things that we can do to make sure that we're looking at the obstacles that are in our way, but turning those obstacles into positive opportunities. So how are you tonight, Ms. Veronica?
I am doing well, Francine, doing well. Thank you.
Great, great, great. I'm so glad you could join us. And I just want everybody to, you know, to take notes tonight if you can. I always try to encourage people to do that because I'm giving them the four steps to turning obstacles into opportunities. And so I know that you just came in, so if you want to jump in and just, you know, put your little two-cent worth in about being in leadership and some of the things that you've seen as a leader and as a CEO and founder of a company that we can do better to, you know, run our businesses and to help other people along the way.
Exactly, exactly. And I think we've said it probably on since the beginning of the year that, you know, the importance of strategy, the importance of being authentic and true, and then understanding as a leader, you're not perfect, and that basically failure is a part of the process. I think I did something did a little Facebook post the other day or something, and had something to the effect that as a leader or those who are in business, you're going to be talked about, backstabbed, lied upon, all of those things, and you have to understand the importance of just pushing through. The people don't know half of the stuff. We get on this radio show every Thursday. They have no clue what we have endured, you know, the days before or the weeks before, but we come on positive. We come on encouraging. We come on knowing full well that we got to get to the other side and that the only option that you have is to just keep on pushing and be able to have somebody to talk to so that you can get it off of you, because none of us basically are bad in a thousand. We all are human beings. We cannot abandon our humanness, and we have to understand that as a leader, you go through the same things that everybody else goes through, and you have to figure out a way how to be able to come back, you know, from a setback, how to stand up when things are falling down, and how to encourage yourself and trust God no matter what way things go, you still just got to hold on. So that's my two cents worth in it, is because, again, and you're always in that position of learning. That's the important part of a leader. You don't get to be the one on the top that know it all. You're going to be learning from the people in the middle, from the people on the bottom. You're going to learn from the people on the side. You're going to learn from your enemies. You're going to learn from it all. So just be an open book for more knowledge. That's my two cents worth.
Absolutely. And so I'm talking about the four steps tonight of turning obstacles into opportunities. And number one was understanding the obstacle. Number two was check for biases, even in yourself. And number three is reframe the obstacle as an opportunity. So when you're looking at it, and if you're doing it with positive emotions, you have to see where there's more opportunity and what's actually happening. And so we have to look at what's actually going on and find a way to turn that thing that might not be, you know, something that you want to do, or it might not be where you think you should be, but turn that into an opportunity. And if we're leading with our emotions, sometimes we can get into trouble. And so we'll say, well, that's not what I wanted to do, so I'm just not going to do anything. You know, you know, and I was talking the other day, and we always talk about this. If you say you're going to do something, your word is your bond. You have to keep your word. and do what you say you're going to do. Even if it's something that is going to cause you a little bit of pain or a little bit of stress, you still have to find a way to do that and turn that obstacle into an opportunity. So we always have to find a way to change it, look at it. You know, we said before, understand the obstacle. What is the thing that's in your way? Then check your own self, because we have to do that, because sometimes there's nobody to check us. And so the good thing about Veronica and I is we check each other, you know, and that's what I love about Veronica. And we, and guys, y'all hear us say this all the time. If we're going through something, Veronica can call me or I can call her and we can walk it together. And, and you have to have somebody in your corner who's going to be there to tell you, you know what, Francine, you shouldn't be doing that right now. You know, let's look at this thing a different way and turn it into a positive situation. Because if you don't have that in your close circle, that's a problem in itself. There's something wrong and you don't have the opportunity to grow. And so that's the other thing, too. We have to continue to grow. Just what Veronica said, whatever we're doing, we're always learning. And when I tell you guys I'm doing research, I am. I don't just don't come up here just to give y'all some fluff off my head. I'm reading a book. I'm looking online. I'm Googling things and have positive emotions. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, how can we do this thing better? How can we grow as a community? Because this show is not just for Veronica and me. It's for you, too. You know, that's why we come on every week, so that we can give you some positive things to take back and some things that you can do. And so one of the things is that you have to strengthen your relationships. And so that's what I'm talking about. When I talk about Veronica and myself, we strengthen our relationships. We lock arms and we hold each other up, but we also have that kind of relationship where we can go to the other one and say, you know what, this is not working. Let's try something different. And so Veronica, if you want to jump in on that, go right ahead.
And I think that, and I think this was early on in the show, you all may have heard us say that if you're riding a dead horse, you got to dismount. At some point, you got to realize that some things are not working and that there must be a pivot. There must be another opportunity. You just said it a moment ago, Francine, that you're looking for opportunities. Sometimes the opportunity comes out of the chaos. Sometimes it comes out of all of the frustration and all of the stuff, and you realize, oh, okay, maybe we had done that. That might be the thing that we should be going after rather than going after whatever this is that isn't working. And just being able to have enough discernment to say, okay, because even in the things that we're doing now, we're looking at other opportunities that we weren't even thinking about before. But because of something that happened, we looked up, oh, this might be something that we need to explore. And then the other piece of it, I believe, Francine, is that waiting game. You know what I mean? You got to give it time. We have two major opportunities that we know that we're going to work on, and they're just not going to just pop open all at once. One may take a little bit longer. One may happen a little bit sooner. But whatever it is, if it's a new opportunity, give it time to work and don't rush it. Give it time to do that. And you know, you have always been my saving grace when it comes to things. Because I like stuff done. I don't like folks showing up late. And you know how I would just like, I would be so in my feelings and emotions. And you would be the one like, okay, it's going to be okay, because trust me, I'm be like, oh, my God, thank God for Francine being here, because all I do is just shut down and be quiet because I'm too angry. it's so good to have that person there. So that's my two words.
Yes, and that goes right into number four. Act purposefully on what you can control, because some things we can't control. Stuff is going to go wrong. And since it's irrational to act on what you cannot control, you have to focus your energy and attention on what you can control or influence. And this is just what Veronica is saying. When the situation goes awry, one of us got to be on point to take care of it. You know, she just, Veronica just steps back, I step in front, and I take care of it, because that's my personality. That's what I do. And I'm, you know, and I'm good at it. I'm not bragging. You know, I just can cover it a little bit better. And then, and the same thing, when I'm in my feelings, Veronica's like, okay, friend. And when she called me friend, I'm like, Mm-hmm. She know I'm going somewhere. She's like, okay, friend, I got it. You know, we gonna be all right. You know, and so we do that and we bounce off of each other. But you know, that's really great, and that's how we solve problems, and that's how we capitalize on opportunities. Because some things are out of our control. Some things we can't do anything about them. I don't care what we try to do, but one of us has to be the level-headed one at that particular moment to step up and do what we do. And still come out looking good at the end, you know, because you know things can go way south with some stuff. You know, you've seen stuff where you were like, okay, everybody try to get their person, they leave. Because everybody lost their mind, you know, ain't nobody in control of anything. But we do that for each other, we bounce off of each other, and that's the sign of a good leader. And so I tell anybody, you know, you have to find that person that you jive with, that you mesh with, you know, whatever your word is, you know, and the two of you or maybe another person, you know, that you can count on that person. They're just not going to get up and flight, like people say, you know, you either fight or you flight. They're just not going to get up and run out of the room. Just leave you standing there holding the bag. You have to have that kind of person in your life. And that is another great example of a great leader. You know what your strength is. And this is what Veronica is saying. She knows what her strength is, and she knows when to step up, and she knows when to step back. And I do the same thing. And then if we get too crazy, we just lock arms and we just stand there and face it together, you know. So, you know, so which is an awesome thing, and which is another positive emotion. We turn whatever situation that was, we turned it into a positive situation because we were in control of it. We can't control some things because things are going to happen. But whatever we can control, and we can't control our emotions, and then that's what we're going to do and make sure that we're being the leaders that we need to be, that we can overcome those obstacles and turn those obstacles into opportunities. So, Veronica, we got about 3 minutes, so I want you to, you know, tell the audience, you know, how they can find you, what you're doing now. If you got something going on you want to share, you can do that now.
Yep. Basically, if you want to connect with me, you can certainly connect with us via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to the website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. We don't have any events coming up. Well, let me say I don't have any events, but you have an event that I'm going to be a part of in August. And so that's an equal pay day. And so basically, for those of you all who are listening, please come out to support Francine. Please come out to just for a part of the conversation to find out what's going on. So that's where I am.
Okay, great. And if you want to contact me after this show, it's icwdirector@gmail.com. My website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like the whole long thing, you know. August the 24th is the event. We're going to be at the Chrysler Museum of Art in Norfolk, and we're very excited about it. It's called the African America Equal Pay Day. It's an issues forum. Anybody that knows me knows what I'm all about. I'm all about trying to wedge that gap between the community and the business people and the wealth. You know, how do we get the information out to our people? And on this particular forum, we're going to have leaders of the community like Veronica to come and just share some information with our audience. And we definitely want a large group to have audience participation. We want you to be able to ask questions. This is a very important election year, even though it's an election where there's no presidential candidates, but all the delegate seats are going to be open. So this is a great opportunity for us as citizens to have a conversation about what we're trying to do as far as the equal pay. The minimum wage is still $8. That's an issue. We need to work on that. Housing. How can you buy a house if you're only making $8 an hour? How many jobs do you have to work? Come on, y'all, do the math. You know. And then the Censors 2020. That's another issue. You know, people are going to be hiding their family members because they don't have documentation. These are all issues that we need to bring to the forefront. And so we want to have that ultimate conversation where we don't have to worry about we can't say what we want to say. It's an open dialogue. We encourage you to come and support us. Veronica, like I said, Veronica's going to be there. I'll be there. We'll have a great time, a little bit of food. And so please contact me after the show if you want to participate and get your ticket. And so thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you, my sister friend, Miss Veronica. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
God bless you,
you
all.
Too.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Humphrey, and your co-host, Veronica McMillan. We'll be back next week at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday evening. Have a great week. God bless.